Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Google at 4P.
On kaya959.
On the street.
On the air.
So since the beginning of this year, we've been talking about politics, not just in South Africa, but across the world. But given that we are retail investors based here in South Africa, think about your property, your pension fund, even the additional investments that we make are all primarily based in rands, right? And we've witnessed the volatility of our local currency. We've witnessed the noise around the markets, markets being down and markets being up, as I commented at the top of the show. All of this plays an influence on our portfolios, whether it's a pension fund, whether it's even looking at a unit trust or other investments you might have. And the truth is, we've been through instability before. Cast your eyes back to 2020 and maybe 2008 and a few years before that. But ultimately, instability is something that is a constant. But how do we need to navigate and ride the wave to make sure that we still prioritize long-term gains as investors? Well, someone who knows all about that and does it on our behalf, thankfully, is a portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Sphesihle Zwane, joining us on the line today. Sphesihle, such a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Good evening, Google, and good evening to all your listeners.
I must say, I tend to be very envious of portfolio managers like yourselves, because you always give us the inner detail, right, of the price-earnings ratio of companies, the dividend yield, how long to invest in them for, you have a particular investment strategy, and you roll it out and implement it, right? So you're able to give us more clarity and context to essentially understand the investment universe. And sometimes people think it's all about luck, but sometimes it's also clear calculations and just a bit of time, right?
Yeah, I think it's good to pull back sometimes and think about what the exercise of investing actually is. To us, it's a probabilistic exercise, right? So we don't know what the future's going to hold. We don't have a crystal ball. But we have some sort of idea of things that could happen, and we position ourselves accordingly. So understanding that the world is an uncertain place, and we focus on what we can control. So what can we control? We can control our process, we can do rigorous research, we can control our decision-making, and then the focus there is understanding that the world's an uncertain place, but focusing on decision-making so that long enough, the sort of the impact of luck goes away, and then you still tend to show through. So maybe an analogy that we've made before is that investing is not chess, right? So in chess, skill is what wins. The grandmaster will always win against an amateur like myself. But investing has this element of luck, especially in the short term, things that you can't control even if you've done good work. So what we do is we tend to focus on capital preservation, so taking the downside, and then focus on the skill element there, so making the right decisions, knowing that we don't know what's going to happen in the world in the next year or 2 years. Very uncertain place at the moment.
Very uncertain. Not only in South Africa, but globally, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah. And I think it's important for us to emphasize that, just to understand that it really does take a long-term game here and a long-term strategy. And I think that's important for us just to reflect on and maybe using a card game analogy just to give us some perspective on how we do need to be patient investors in it for the long term.
So you never know what the next hand you're going to be dealt. So almost as an investor, you have to think about what are the various possible hands that could be played in the next year or the next 2 years or however long you're investing for and how to position for them. So positioning for various outcomes and having a robust portfolio that's able to handle all the strange, weird and wonky things happening in the world at the moment.
And let's talk about, you know, what that does look like, because specifically everyone is different, right? And you would know this as a portfolio manager. Some of us are saving for our pensions. Some of us are saving for kids and their futures. Others are, you know, looking to ensure that they have enough capital for whatever life brings about and having the necessary wealth to use that. So how do we manage the investments we have with the current cards of drama and noise in the market that we essentially have been dealt with?
Yeah, so for us, the main thing is to protect the downside, but also at the same time, give yourself the opportunity to actually, you know, enjoy the upside of investing. So, I mean, if you bring back the card game analogy, so for us in the next year, we've identified a few risks that we think are higher than usual. So take a first hand would be like election outcomes and the volatility that's created. I mean, we've seen it in our market today. You roll back a week or two ago, it was going the other direction, and then things like inflation rates and interest rates a big change in the world from how it used to be in the recent history. And obviously, as a South African investor, thinking about how to position yourself in a macro environment that hasn't been amazing for a while, and it's not obvious that it's going to be great in the near-term future. So having a robust portfolio that's able to handle these sort of hands, you don't know how they're going to be played. But at the same time, making sure that you enjoy the upside of investing in the equity market. And sometimes it just comes with time.
Oh, it comes with time, a lot of patience, and yes, certainly making sure that diversification remains a primary strategy that is implemented.
And buying cheap shares, I think that's a very helpful thing. I mean, there's some human things that don't change, right? So focusing on the things that don't change. We generally fearful and greedy, just talk to a buffer system, and just focusing on those things, right? So when people get excited, we'll sell. When people are scared, we get very excited.
And specifically, that's important for us to note, right? Because we also see it with the currency. Right now, the rand is much stronger. This is actually an opportune time to be investing offshore because it's cheaper to do so versus when the rand is weak and flirting with 19, 20 to the US dollar, right? So maybe characterize that for us, especially for us as retail investors who typically act on emotion.
Yeah, so I guess the idea there is people tend to move in the wrong direction at the wrong time. And it's understandable. Because it's fear and worry and concern. I guess our role as investment managers is to make the decision based on protest, right? So we do our research, think about things, we talk to third parties, we talk to company management teams, we talk to the SOB, we talk to get as much research as we can and make decisions based on fundamentals, but not necessarily on, you know, the nerves of the day. So things like election outcomes and, you know, it's not clear that any sort of outcome is obviously better for the rand long term. So people just get excited and make short term moves, but we try to think about things a bit longer term and a bit deeper than, you know, the quick excitement that tends to come.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Don't get lost in the excitement when there's a particular rally behind particular stocks or the currency or local or international equities, because it all, equates out in the long term. This brings us to an intriguing question, specifically. This is where I find the technicality so interesting. But for South African investors, we are also interested in your asset allocation. And that's how much you're putting offshore versus in South African equities or South African stocks. Of those, you know, how much of that might be in cash, bonds. And maybe if you can also give us a breakdown if you are invested in any commodities and how we as investors should also be considering this diversified approach.
Yeah. So, I mean, people will tend to look a bit longer term. We realize this is probably not the year where you're going to be a hero and try to be super aggressive. So the portfolio is quite defensive and very diversified at the moment. So we have about 35% directly offshore, but also have some shares that are listed in South Africa but are foreign businesses. So something like a British American Tobacco that has like strong pricing power, low interest rates, generates a lot of cash. Other things we have there, we have some precious metals, so about 3% in precious metals, maybe 8% when you could include the miners. So what I'm talking about now is the Allan Gray Balance Fund. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about precious metals, again, there, that's things that behave differently to the market, right? So when people worry about wars or when people worry about, you know, when the U.S. freezes Russia's central bank reserves, people worry about the dollar, gold tends to do quite better. Then we have things, I guess the more tricky thing as a South African investor investing in South African shares. We tend to base our investments in South African shares at the moment not on the economy, but on businesses that are able to do things actively that can help them outperform the economy. So call it self-help shares. Shares where management teams have some standard strategies or capital allocation decisions that will help them outperform whatever the economy might do in the near term.
Got you. And if this gets too complicated for the rest of us when we're sitting around the braai, Pesihle, this is why we called you, right? Because once you start talking about asset allocation, dividend yield, what are we seeing in terms of the price earnings ratio? What's a cheap share? Are we buying value stocks? Which commodities are booming? You see, I know the technicalities. I understand it. But of course, we need to democratize access for everyone to invest openly and freely. So I guess this is why it's important then to speak to professionals like yourselves who can guide us according to our goals.
100%. And also just an understanding that no one really knows the future in the near term, but we think of probabilistic stuff. We think of, you know, what might happen and how what's the chance of that happening and what happens if it does happen. You try to position things accordingly. And I guess the hands that might be dealt shuffle all the time, right? So you know, the risks we might be worried about this year are different to the risks we'll worry about in the next year. You know, we have lots of cash in the portfolio at the moment. Cash gives you a good return, but maybe next year it's not going to give you as good a return. Create optionality. So, you know, the world's always changing, the risks are always changing, but I think it's important just to have something that's robust for different outcomes.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Appreciate your time this evening and looking forward to deep diving soon into which stocks you actually have in your portfolio in the Balance Fund. So hopefully that will happen soon. Thanks again, Pe.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. That's Pesi Hezwane, who joins us as a portfolio manager at Allan Gray. All the brains behind the investment decisions that are typically made at Allan Gray. And as you can tell, there's a lot of intricacies to it and technicalities, but it just goes back down to riding the wave. Think about it. Since the pandemic, every other year we've had some kind of anxiety or pressure point in the market, whether it was lockdown and how the markets declined then. Then we saw the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. We also saw the political shifts that took place in Britain. In the UK, specifically with Brexit, that also caused panic in the market. Now we're also seeing the fact that the ongoing crisis in the Middle East continues to be there. So fundamentally, the world's never been a quiet place. There's always some kind of issue, challenge or concern that typically does hog the headlines, cause some anxiety and some frustration. But if you have an investment strategy that rides you throughout all of those waves, that helps you maintain your long-term goals so that you avoid buying, selling, moving in and out of the market on an ongoing basis, that actually does minimize the losses that you'll have. Ultimately, it's about time in the market, not timing the market. Doesn't work on trying to prioritize or trying to capture when costs or prices of particular stocks will go up. All about long-term investing, and that's what we're here for, right? Slowly following through with the journey and catching a monkey, as they call it, to make sure that you reach your investment goals and objectives. Share your thoughts with us. I hope this conversation was enlightening for you. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future, was brought to you by Allan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.